Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, August 15th, and the weekend. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, jobs for those with no college diploma, and anxiety on Wall Street can be a good thing. Those without a college degree still have plenty of job opportunities, according to some new data. Ryan Hunt of CareerBuilder has helped compile a list of 115 occupations that only require a high school diploma, many of them having to do with a good old-fashioned trade.
We've kind of let go of some of our vocational training programs, and as the population ages and the workforce ages in those industries, there's going to be a huge demand for new workers with these very niche skill sets.
Those not interested in working with their hands can find work in fields like transportation, storage, or as a distribution manager.
And those jobs pay, on average, close to $40 an hour, and there are 104,000 jobs as of 2014 in the United States.
Other positions available with hourly wages around $30 to $35 include real estate brokers, gaming managers, and various supervisory jobs. Recent volatility of stocks is causing anxiety levels to rise amongst many investors, but that can actually be a positive as it does indicate that people are paying attention to what is happening in the market, the Journal's E.S. Browning explains.
When people are really worried, it tends to be a good thing for stocks. One of the oldest cliches in the history of Wall Street, that stocks climb a wall of worry. As long as people are worried, stocks can go up.
So a little bit of caution can pay dividends to the anxious investor.
It means they have money outside the market that they can invest, but it also means that they haven't done as many reckless things as they do when the market is euphoric.
And if the market does experience a correction, that will be a good time for those who have been waiting to buy low. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.